Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time, the house was cheap. I know it's not a big six,
Dog and Partridge on Tripit Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the
little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural. No?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
We'll be right back. the moon. We'll be right back. Welcome to Sheffield Live. I'm Brad, and I'm here with Chris.
How you doing, Brad? How's it going?
I'm not bad. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. This is your first ever show today, so
it is.
I mean, well, presenting. I mean, you're in the presenter's chair today, so it's your turn. So it's your show. So I'm looking forward to what you've got in mind.
Yeah. A little nervous with being my first time, but I'm sure I'll manage.
Everybody gets nervous, Brad, so don't worry about getting nervous. I mean, I remember my first time. I mean, I couldn't even speak, so you're doing a great job so far.
Yeah,
so, you know,
thank you.
But it takes time. I mean, it gets easier when you get more used to it. I mean, just a few more weeks and you'll be flying. So.
Yeah.
But, Brad, so what have you got in store for us?
I was thinking about sort of touching on there being loads of, like, closures in like the music sort of industry.
Sure.
Because there has been quite a few recently, like in the past few months.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I mean, do you think it's not just with the music industry, but there's a lot of things. I mean, you've got banks, you've got shops.
Yeah.
I mean, what is happening with the world? I mean, I think it's more, and do you know what the shame of it is they're more leaning towards websites, internet and AI now.
Yeah.
Because AI is going to be taking over the world.
Yeah.
Soon. And, I mean, we're already talking about it in films, we're already talking about it in music.
It's already happening in music.
It's already, you know, it's already happening. I mean, it's like, you know, you're going to laugh at me saying this, but it's like Terminator coming to life.
I was already thinking that myself anyway.
You know, and it's frightening because if we're thinking about using AI for the military, like unmanned drones and stuff like that.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's frightening because I can actually, I don't want to worry people, but I can actually see a scenario of Terminator happening. You know, I could just see it, and hopefully it's not going to come in our lifetime if it does happen, but
maybe
hopefully.
Not killer robots, but some sort of technology, maybe, like computers.
Yeah, but we're already getting robots anyway. We've got Amazon Amazon cleaners, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got Amazon drones that's delivering parcels.
Yeah.
So we're already there, mate. You know, it's just going to be a bit more advanced in the near future, I think.
But yeah.
It's frightening, really, because we don't know what the future's going to hold, you know.
Yeah.
What would you like to see?
What
would you like to see in the future,
Kind of hard to say. I don't really know what to say without sounding too political.
I'll tell you what I'd say. I mean, this is what I think. I think we need to give everybody a fair shot. Don't overly rely on computers, internet, and AI. Because otherwise, there's not going to be jobs for anybody else.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even volunteering jobs is hard to find now.
Yeah.
And it's like, I always remember this, and you weren't born then, in the 1990s when I was, I always remember Asda was teaming with colleagues and with checkouts and all that. There were checkouts left to right.
Like at supermarkets.
And now they're relying on self scanners and a computer.
Yeah.
So that's taking jobs away.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, now if you get a computer degree, the world's your oyster because everything relies now
on
a computer.
Yeah.
So you don't need, I mean, even hospitals relies on a computer. Maybe we're talking about using, what do you call those VR headsets? Is it
MetaQuest.
MetaQuest, that's it, MetaQuest. And they've already got programs on how to train surgeons using doing like a video game on operations.
Yeah.
So it's taken. Do you think that it's we're overly reliant on computers? About
Very
it?
Much so. Yeah.
So I think it's frightening what we've got that's going to happen in the future. Yeah.
I mean, it's frightening. I think it's frightening what's happening now with the online safety thing.
Yeah,
I get why they're doing it, but at the same time, it's
I understand why they're doing the online safety. I completely get that, but
I think there's other things that need more attention as
well. Yes, I agree. I mean, we're not going to say we don't want to go too political on this, but we'll leave that to our listeners because I think this will be a great debate on what our listeners think on this. Mm. Because if you want to get in touch with us on this debate about where do you think the future's going to be with AI and the internet and taking jobs and stuff like that, please get in touch with us. I mean, we have our very own Commuters Live Facebook page. We also have our very own Sheffield Live website. And you can get in touch with me at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Again, if you want to get in touch with us at Commuters Live, we also have Commuters Live Facebook page, We also have our very own Sheffield Live website. And we also have an email address that you can contact me on at chrisandellie89@gmail.com. And also, we are looking for producers and presenters as well, so you're more than welcome to join us. And let's build this team up. Anyway, Brad, next song.
Yep. This is Back in Black by AC/DC.
So that was AC/DC and Back in Black. So, I mean, great tune, isn't it?
Yeah, banger.
And so, we've got to talk about the music industry now again. I mean, because you said there's been a problem with music. So tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so we mentioned earlier about AI. Like, AI is sort of getting involved with it a lot. And then there's been a lot of, like, closures, like a lot of businesses closing, like... Yeah. The most recent one I can think of was this guitar. They make guitar cases called Hiscox.
Yeah,
They've been going for years, and they recently closed. And there's like shops closing, guitar shops closing, and stuff, and all that stuff.
But do you feel there's like? It's like there's a pattern in this, isn't it? I mean, it's not just music. I mean, we're going to still talk about music industry later on in the show, but there's been a lot of closures all over the country. I mean, you've got banks closing, you've got shops closing, and again, I mean, like we say, we've got computers taking over. It's so weird, and it's like there's not going to be any jobs for people like us, unfortunately, soon, if it carries on the way it is. And, I mean, we spoke about this before, we're too reliant on AI. But do you feel like AI has changed music dramatically?
I'm not sure how dramatic it has impacted, but I have seen a lot of, like, videos on YouTube recently of, like, music-related YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Looking at AI and either having a laugh about it, like, mocking it and stuff.
Sure.
I don't know how many of the YouTubers that I do watch do actually use AI to.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm a YouTuber. I've got a content YouTube content of mine, and I do like interviews, but I've never used AI on mine. But I'm starting out, so I mean, I've only been on it for about 2 or 3 years, but I'm still at the beginning. I'm still working out the works on that. I'm still working on that. But it's yeah, I mean, to use AI for digital content, I mean, do you think that's taken away your identity, or do you think it's making it more, do you think it actually makes it better, if you get what I mean?
I think when it comes to actually creating and making something, like some form of art, so music is a form of art.
Yes.
A lot of it requires that human element. Where, if you like, use some sort of software to make music, it sort of makes it sound more robotic. Sure. Where actually playing the instruments yourself and recording the instruments yourself, it gives it that human element to it.
Yeah. Do you think, you don't hear that, you don't get that anymore now, unfortunately.
Not as much.
You don't see a lot of bands now, new bands, should I say, that's actually playing their own instruments I always remember this for Killers, their first album, and Brandon Flowers, and I mean, great singer, by the way, they said on his first album they digitized his voice. They digitized his voice first, and I don't think he were very happy with that. He wanted it to be his own voice, but when he sung in his own voice, it went 10 times better.
Like I said, it's that having that human element to it.
You know, it's got a rawness to it.
Exactly.
You don't want it to be perfected by AI. I mean, you get a lot of AI covers now. we're covering Michael Jackson, we're covering Elvis Presley. I mean, there was one song where that was sung by Nile Rodgers and... Get Lucky.
Daft Punk.
Yeah. Who's the other one?
I can't remember his name.
I forgot his name.
I can see him in my head, but I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Nile Rodgers, Daft Punk, and somebody else, I'm so sorry. And they made a Michael Jack. They made it sound like Michael Jackson sung that song.
Oh, yeah.
They did it by AI, and it's so clever how they've done it.
Is that where it was someone else's song, but they just put Michael Jackson's voice, like...
Yeah, they've made it into it, like, they've changed it.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that before. Yeah.
And I'm so sorry for, if you're listening to whoever is makes that song, I'm so sorry, I can't believe we forgot your name, and it's so...
Pharrell Williams.
That's the one. Pharrell Williams. That's the one. Right, sorry for help, sorry about that if you're listening, mate. But let's make it up to you. We're going to play that song after this song. So, what's our next song, Brad?
This next song is Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
Classic.
Am I doing it right?
How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden, maybe. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you.
Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. what keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning. And that was Pharrell Williams featuring Nile Rodgers and Daft Punk. That was Get Lucky. How classic tune it is.
Banger, innit?
You know, it sort of, you know, it really reminds me of Michael Jackson. It really reminds me of a Michael Jackson vibe to the song. And, I mean, what do you think, Brad?
Think of the song or...
The song. I mean, do you feel it gives you like a 70s, 80s vibe to it and also closer to a Michael Jackson song?
Kind of, yeah. Like, it definitely has that sort of, like, groove and a good bass line to it, which I think is a very sort of 70s, 80s sort of disco-y sort of vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, I mean, you don't hear that kind of music anymore. Which
no.
Is, you know, it's... Those are closer to... The times when I remember where there's great music and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that there's still not great music today.
You just have to really, really look for it.
You just got, yes. And I mean, it's... And I think it's gotten harder and harder with it being digital. I mean, there may be a song where I like that's digital and stuff like that. I'm not saying it's all bad. We're just saying, like, it's very, very rare now.
Yeah.
You know? And I think also, I think now with social media and the internet now, it's gotten easier for artists. I'm not saying it's completely easy. Mm. It's gotten easier. I mean, it's still hard to break into music.
Yeah.
But they've got a platform now where they can share their stuff and it could be an overnight success in one night. You never know, yeah. Do you? I mean, and I always remember this. I mean, I did an interview with Terry Caldwell from E17. Mm. Nice bloke as well. And overnight, I mean, I thought not of it. And I've only got about 52 subscribers, by the way.
Yeah.
It shot up to nearly 2,000 viewers in one go. And now it's come, up to now, it's raised to nearly 17,000 views.
Oh, because of that one interview?
That's because of that one interview.
Ah.
But I think it's also the most controversial interview I've done as well. But no swearing, because I didn't mention a certain member of the E17.
Right.
And a lot of his fans were very happy about it. But I think you've got to be very careful with what you say.
Yeah.
And it's like, and not only that, it's also beggars can't be choosers. It's whoever you get in the band is what you get.
Mm.
You know, you're not going to always get the main singer. I mean, it could be the drummer, it could be the guitarist. Who knows? But anything's better than nothing, I think.
Yeah.
And it also, I mean, these celebrities they have met, they're just as normal as everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, just as normal as everybody else. You know, they're no bigger or better than me and you.
Yeah.
And some of the stories that you get to hear, and I mean, not just celebrities, I mean, people in general.
Yeah.
It's astounding.
Yeah, speaking of that, you ever heard of a band from Sheffield called Malevolence? Big metal band.
No, I haven't.
They've done tours around, I think they've done like America and stuff, but one of the members lives like next door to me.
Right.
And is lovely. Like, he's just like a, just like your regular, if you ever met him, you'll just think he's just like a regular sort of like family guy.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Because he's got I don't know if he's married to his partner, but, you know, they've got a partner, he's got a kid, and, you know, just like a normal person when he's not doing his music.
Sure. I mean, would he be interested in doing an interview with us?
We could try and find out.
So,
and I mean, well, I can't promise anything.
No, don't. I mean, that's what you can do.
Yeah.
Mate. I mean, we don't have to just try and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because we always try. We always try. Yeah. We always. Sometimes we don't get who we want. I mean, it's happened to me a couple of times. I mean, I tried to get Human League, I tried to get Pulp, and
Human League would have been mint.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have an interview with Human League.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to get them for years, and when I found out they were doing Tramlines, I thought, that's my golden ticket.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they weren't doing an interview, so...
Yeah.
But it happens, you know, it's like a lot of these bands. I mean, some people do want to do interviews with you, no problem.
Yeah.
Some of them don't want to do any interviews, which, again, it's up to them. And I think it's also the management as well that's got a say in it as well. So it's potluck, really, who you get and who you don't get.
Yeah.
And, it would have been great if I got Human League and Pulp.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I mean, there's so many great Sheffield people I want to interview. I mean, I want to interview Sean Bean. I mean, from Sharp and Go, he was the villain in GoldenEye. And as far as I'm concerned, that's one of the best James Bond films out there.
Yeah.
I want to interview Def Leppard. That's another one. Okay. ABC, you know. And I think if they were going to do Tramlines, if you're going to bring more Sheffield talent to Tramlines, bring in either ABC, Evan 17, or Def Leppard.
Yeah.
And I think Def Leppard's the next step forward, I think.
Definitely, yeah.
But we'll just wait and see what happens. I mean, and also, I think another one I would like to mention, but we're not a famous band, But I think we deserve a shot as well is Lean on the Lions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because they're classic. They're definitely not, I wouldn't say classic Sheffield, but they are
known for Sheffield.
Yeah, known for Sheffield. And yeah. I think, give them a platform, they'll give you a performance, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm following him on Facebook and Instagram, and the stuff that I've seen that they post, they look like really, like, sort yeah. of entertaining and fun to watch.
And, like, I mean, he doesn't do it now, but my cousin used to be the drummer.
Yeah.
Of Lena and the Lions, so that's how I got to know the band. Oh, yeah. And I'm friends with Lena herself as well. Oh, yeah. And I've interviewed her a few times. Nice person, really nice person.
Yeah.
They're currently working on the third album now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when it's going to be released, but they're currently working on it, and we'll just see where it goes from there, really.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully it turns out nice.
So hopefully, with a third album, there might be a tour, and possibly, let's see if we can get into Tramlines.
Yeah.
That's the main goal for me.
Yeah.
So let's support our local artists.
Yeah.
So, Brad, what's our next song?
So next song, a bit of Black Sabbath, just to pay a bit of tribute to Ozzy. Gonna play Iron Man.
Yeah.
So that was Black Sabbath, and that was Iron Man. I mean, great song, that is.
Banger, isn't
it? And you know what? It's amazing how old that song is, and it's still a classic to this day.
I know, yeah.
And I think it's also because it was helped by Iron Man.
The film Iron Man. Yeah.
But I don't think it needed that much help, because it was still a great song today.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Ozzy Osbourne, I mean, great singer as well.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, you know what, I've actually listened to a few of his songs, actually, Black Sabbath. Yeah. And I'm actually quite surprised.
Surprised how?
I'm surprised because when I listen to a couple of his songs, it's more like a Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses kind of vibe.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I was expecting more screamo, more gothic kind of music. I mean, it is gothic.
It is kind of gothic.
Gothic, but yeah. I was expecting more of a screamo kind of band.
Is it because you just don't really listen to him that much? That's just what you sort of expect.
I think that's what I mean. I've heard of a band years ago. I mean, and but I've never actually thought of giving them to listen, to be honest, because I thought I'm not too certain on the screamo kind of music. It's not my kind of thing. I mean, you know, apologies for anybody that does like that kind of music, but for me, I mean, I was just expecting it to be something different to what it is. And, I mean, I'd love to talk more about that, but we're coming near to the end of the show.
Yeah.
So we have got one more track to play, but before that, we need to say our goodbyes. So, how did you find your show today, Brad?
We're good, less confusing than I thought it would be. You know, doing all the sliders and stuff.
Sure. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, you think panic because there's that many buttons, but once you get used to it, it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
And there's so much more I need to show you, but you've done really well for your first show. So thank you for joining me today.
It's all right,
and
we're
going to play a little bit of this next track before we go. This is Duran Duran, Save a Prayer. This is goodbye from Chris and Ollie.
And goodbye from me, Brad.
And we'll be back next Thursday. Ta-ra.
Bye.
Napolitano, Napolitano.